All right, I almost forgot to record the show. We want to get it. We definitely want to get it. That's really nice.
I'm gonna get my guitar out.
Yeah. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Jen Roger before we play your music and then get you set up to play.
You want me to talk about myself?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell us what we need to know about Jen Roger. Give us okay. A short little mini bio.
I always wanted to sing to Elton John when I was a kid in my room, and here I am.
Singing,
and you know, it's just you're born with it. It's in your heart and soul. And I moved to Mount Shasta 2 years ago, and the mountain is I'm the muse for the mountain because the songs are written through me.
I love the mountain.
So I'm not Saint Germain. Some people claim they're Saint Germain, but I'm not Saint Germain. But I wrote Panther Meadow on the new album coming out in 2000, or it's coming out this summer.
Nice.
Panther Meadow. And then the Shasta, which you just heard, was about the mountain. So I don't feel like I wrote those songs.
The mountain wrote them.
I'm just the channel.
I like that.
So, and it's all about spreading love and peace. So
that was so perfect. Because Mary Kay Benson just came in. She's all about spreading love and peace. With her Buddhist practices and helping out with so many different things, so there's still a little underrated love, you know. There's a lot of people that make this happen, and our Studio 416 is made possible by our supporters and listeners. Listeners, man, you're the best supporters we got. By Chico Velo, supporting bicycling education and advocacy since 1980. Chico Velo encourages you to ride your bicycle and park it safely at their bike valet when available. At the Thursday Night Market and the Saturday Farmers Market. For more information, visit chicovelo.org and find them on Facebook. And by Drunken Dumpling in Chico, serving locally sourced, fresh, handmade Asian fusion comfort food at 1414 Park Avenue, Suite 120, just behind the venerable Nobby's. Open 4 to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Thursday, and 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Details on Facebook, Instagram, and at drunkendumpling.com. Drunken Dumpling, where they love food, flavor, and our community. And they give a good friend of mine, Hamburgers, man, Funky Reservation, and another show that the name eludes me. She does a lot of DJing over there. But anyway, I'm just going to hit play on this CD. And we'll hear a little bit of Jen Roger, and then we'll come back showing our appreciation. Our show today is for the showing appreciation for the Butte County Local Food Network. So in honor of the fact we're back doing live shows, for the rest of the year, fourth and fifth Saturdays, I'm going to invite different community members and different organizations to come in and see live music, you know, and actually sit in a room with people playing music, which is a blessed thing. So play that song, and then we'll get back, and you'll be able to hear a little bit more about Butte County Local Food Network before we play some Jen Roger. You're on Peep Out Radio.
California Mystic Mountain, where the sun sets and the moon rises, snow peaks stand high above the clouds, sacred as the eagle looking down. Oh, she calls to me with her life-giving, healing energy. She knows the way back to the sea. Oh, Shasta, I believe. Oh, he came to me one night with a light shining so bright. Walk with me through the dark green forest. Showed me the way to love my life. Oh, she calls to me with a life-giving, healing energy. She knows the way back to the sea. Oh, chest, I believe. Listen carefully to the wisdom of the ones who live beneath. Love one another and all living beings. Together we will live in harmony. Oh, she calls to me with life-giving healing energy. Way back to the sea. Oh, just I believe. Black bear and wolves roamed the forest. Once grizzlies, antelope, and bighorn sheep. When we bring back her dear old companions, may she burst forth with joy and ecstasy. Modoc went to Shasta Ojibwa. All tread upon her divine and sacred space. 12,000 years ago they lived in harmony. And that is the lesson she gives today. Oh, she calls to me. Life-giving, healing energy. Oh, she knows way back to the sea. Oh, just I believe. Oh, just I believe. Oh, just reality, not your reality. branches free and touch humanity. Reach those who cannot see, help those who are in need. Teach love and dignity to the human family. Hold my hand with me. Stand beneath the tree. Touch humanity. Reach those who cannot see. As I watch you grow, I know I've got to let you go. I feel the time slip by, and that's the reason why I hug you so. Little fingers, little toes, little face, little nose. Oh, little child, hold me tight. Rock goodbye, little Johnny, rock goodbye. I hold this memory tight, I lock it up to my soul. Hope you feel my love when the world is dark and cruel. Little fingers, little toes, little face, little nose. Oh, child, hold me tight. Rock goodbye, little Johnny, rock goodbye. Yesterday you cried, picked you up, took the pain away. Forever in my mind, I'll watch you grow, I'll watch you run and play. Little fingers, little toes, little face, little nose. Oh, little child, hold me tight. Rock goodbye, little Johnny, rock goodbye. Child, hold me tight. Rock goodbye, little Johnny. Rock goodbye.
So we do have a little a studio audience. We're here. Just appreciation. You know, we did the last time you heard me on the show, we did an appreciation show for Bob Trowse for Chico Housing Action Team. We had so much fun with it. I'm like, every show that I do, I'm going to appreciate, you know, someone or an organization. So we have Mary Kay Benson and Pam Larry from the Butte County Local Food Network. And welcome to the studio. I'm going to talk with Pam a little bit.
Hi, Bill and everybody. Thanks so much for having us here. I'm really excited about this. Yeah.
You know what I was excited about? Because Pam just had a little godson, grandson. And Jen was like tuning up on, you know, little fingers, little toes about how her son, who's now 26. I just thought that was kind of cool as a dad. How was your trip down there?
Oh, it was lovely. And it goes by so fast, as I was telling them. And, you know, we all here who have kids know that, you know, personally. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So I know everyone's happy to see you back in Butte County. Right, Mary Kay?
Yeah, man. Yeah. I missed my palm.
You're dressed just for what you said, too. I wish it was a TV show. You're so colorful. Tell our audience just a little, maybe a 60 seconds about what Butte County Local Food Network's doing, and maybe plug your next event.
Sure. So we do everything having to do with creating a stronger local food system, not just local, but local, just resilient, regenerative, healthy local food system. So we install gardens in people's backyards with our Blitz. We have a community garden with a composting center called Vicino. We do leave seeds in little tiny libraries. We have a farmer's market mobile. We do political kind of policy work. We just wrote a local food assessment that's just about ready to be distributed when it gets back from Candace Byrne doing the lovely graphics. And then we have a new project called Grown, which is Growing Resilient Optimism with Nature. And it's all about getting kids food literate from seed to, you know, harvesting, cooking, and preserving.
You know, what's so beautiful about that? You know, I'll be 62 in a few weeks, and this is the first time I've actually been, you know, helping out on a farm. You know, I never actually got connected with putting, you know, plants and starts and seeding microgreens. And it's really a joy. You know, I'm becoming young again, I guess, huh?
Yeah, definitely. It's a joy, and it's, you know, it's a lot of work. And I really admire and respect our local farmers.
Yeah, I respect what you guys do, because I attended a meeting. The first time I met Pam was maybe 4 years, whatever, so many times ago. And I'm like, all these things she were talking about. And I've sat through a lot of meetings with different groups. And I'm like, boy, I hope they're going to do all of that. But I'm like, my God, if Butte County Local Food Network is talking about what they're doing, it's getting done, huh?
For the most part, yeah. I mean,
for the most part, nothing's
a lot of dreams. Like, I'd love to have more art and an art contest. Yeah. And, you know, there's all sorts of stuff. But, yeah, we love what we're doing. We love our community. And we're very committed to doing as much as we can to create more food security, like true food security here.
Maybe a quick plug for what do you got going on next? Where can people go and see and become part of Butte County Local Food Network? See what you're doing.
Well, aside from tomorrow, because aside from tomorrow, because we're taking tomorrow off, there's people can come to Vicino Garden and bring their compost and work in the garden every Sunday. From we moved the time back a little bit, 8 to 11 now. There will be a workshop at the end of the month there about communication and relationships. It's a space where people can hold, you know, workshops or talks or whatever. We're also on June 9th. We are sponsoring the beginning of the Community Food Connections endeavor, bringing together all stakeholders, and everybody's a stakeholder because everybody eats. But our first guest, the format is to have somebody come speak and talk about their project and then have a chance to network. And I'm really excited that our first speakers are going to be Allie Metters-Knight and Mel Figueroa.
Yeah.
Find us.
Mary Kay's giving the snap.
Yeah, because that's TEK, traditional ecological knowledge,
right,
in the house.
Right, and that's the ultimate food security in our region. So, yeah.
It is. Thanks so much. And it's so fun to have you in, because a lot of times I do this show and I go, I'm the only row. I'm like the only person. I got all these musicians. So it's nice to have somebody else enjoying this. Speaking of enjoying this, welcome to KZFR, Jen Roger.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's our pleasure, and it's our joy, and what do you got for our in studio?
This song is called Shadow Man, and I wrote it a little while ago, and it's about some of the reasons why people end up unhoused on the streets.
I got to hear like one of your first mixes of this. You know, it's almost done, and it's really a beautiful song. It's a wonderful way to start out. I'm going to get ready. I think I'm going to record this one for video.
Thanks so much. And there's a woman named Allison. I don't know her last name, but when you get the recording, which is coming out next month, she plays the cello. So there's cello on it, but today it's just me.
He's walked 1,000 miles on roads you'll never tread. She's tired of living life while wishing she were dead. He passes by so fast and barely lifts his head. He glances at the shadow man and nothing's done or said.
isn't he my brother? Someone's sister, a mother. She's found a cold, dark street to lay her body down. She's told to move along while sleeping on the ground. He takes her things away and kicks her out of town. He rocks his child to sleep in a bed, safe and sound. Mm-hmm. Could she be my mother? Mm-hmm. Someone's long lost father. He's seen life torn to bits in lands you'll never tread. She's lost her soul to those who keep her habit fed. They lock him in a cell where demons fill his head. We see the shadow man and nothing's done or said. He's told to leave the home the day he turns 18. She's told to hit the streets, a pregnant, angry teen. We watch the people pass like shadows on a screen. We sleep in our homes at night and hold on to our dreams. Isn't she my mother? Somebody's lover. I can offer. He's not too much trouble. He's not too much trouble.
Yeah, that was really beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Me too. Well, I was. I'm going to get back in it, but not like Guillermo.
You know, I'm actually retired, semi-retired. That's how I met Jen Roger. It was down on the streets of Sacramento, doing outreach and doing my Without a Roof thing down there. You know, tangibly helping homeless people while giving them a face and a voice. How much of a face and a voice did you think that song gave to the issue of homelessness, Mary Kay?
Oh, my God. I was sobbing and crying through the whole thing. It really touched my heart. So thank you.
You're welcome. I hate to make people cry. But
that was beautiful. Yeah, it was just immediate. Just couldn't help myself.
Shout out for North State Shelter Team, huh? Maybe a little ditty about what you do at the showers.
So every Friday, the North State Shelter Shower Team goes out and gives free showers to our homeless siblings, and it's good, clean fun.
Thank you, Mary Kay. And thank you, Jen Roger. It's good to see you.
You too.
After all
you
these
too.
Years.
Yes.
You know, it's such a beautiful thinking back how we got you on, I guess I or we or whatever, because I knew Eric Peach from Park. We got you on their gig when they were doing the whole big Protect American River Canyon
right
show at the is it the State Theater down there?
State Theater, Auburn. Yeah, I grew up in Auburn, so
yeah,
that was really
exactly.
a thrill to have my. I was there, and they played my music video called The River.
Uh huh.
At the end of the show, so that was really neat. And then if you watch the video, which is on YouTube,
it's a beautiful video.
It promotes Park.
And the river.
And also, it there's a little thing about if you know anybody with addiction, you know, because that's what the song's about. It's about addiction. Mm-hmm. And the river and nature can heal.
Yeah. That's an addiction you can get, too, is hanging out by the American River.
Right.
And that'll heal. Yeah.
Better addiction than, you know,
yeah.
the other kind. But
wonderful. That was a beautiful song. What else you got teed up for our... our guests, our listening guests.
Well, you want to hear another one?
I don't know. What does the audience think?
Yeah.
I think that was yeah.
The only thing I need to get up really quick, or if I could just ask you to grab a little capo inside there.
Yeah, there's a capo.
Love this.
And then what I could do, it would fit really nicely, is, thank you so much, is play...
Yeah, Mary Kay's doing a wonderful job being our studio assistant. She's killing it. While Jen gets ready, I did just want to say that we made possible generous contributions to KZFR supporters and by the Printed Image, providing screen printing and embroidery in Chico since 1980. The Printed Image, open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and by appointment. More information by calling 530-898-9525. And by Live Life Juice Company, providing fresh, locally made organic cold-pressed juices and elixirs, plus vegan and gluten-free organic food. Open every day in two locations, Merriam Park and downtown Chico. Delivery and curbside takeout are available. More information at livelifejuiceco.com and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Guillermo Mash, host of 4th and 5th Saturdays here on Studio 416. You have been listening to the beautiful music of Jen Roger from Mount Shasta. And we're appreciating the Butte County Local Food Network. So folks that have been tuned in since the beginning of the show, we got to hear from Pam Larry and Mary Kay Benson, our studio assistant today. I'm loving it. I feel like I got an extra set of hands. You know, I say that a lot on the radio. It's like I feel like I'm doing everything. So it's nice to have an extra set of hands. So what you got next there, Jen?
Well, this song is coming up on the new album, like the other one.
Yeah, and you're in the studio with that right now. Final mixes,
we're
huh?
We're mixing and we're mastering and we're almost done. We've been working on it a year. But this song is called Be Love. And I spelled it B-E-E, love.
Oh, I'm going to get a picture of it too. She brought this in. It's in the studio forever. She brought a little Be Love gift, a little toy, a little... little squeezy toy.
It's kind of inspired this song by, you know, this last year. We have a lot of division going on in this country.
Uh huh.
So around the world, I think, but we need to love everyone.
We
even
do.
The people that you would be tempted to hate. You have to love them.
Yeah.
Because we need to put that out there, the energy. So
we do. Thank you, Jen Roller.
Ready?
Peep-a Radio.
Love is the word that means forever I'll be with you, above and below. In the heat and the snow, I'll try to live and grow. And love is an act that shows the world that I can give. to the weary and weak. The highbrows and freaks, I'll try to live and grow and be loved. Be loved to everyone and be loved to foe and friend, and be loved to the one who hates. Be loved to every being and be loved in words and deeds, and be loved and be free. Love is the thought that's in my mind that I can try day and night. Sharing love and light, I'll help us heal and know that we are loved. Love is this place where I belong, and I'll return, and I have learned to be loved and be loved. Be loved to everyone and be loved to foe and friend, and be loved to the one who takes. Be loved to everyone and be loved in words and deeds, and be loved and be free. Be loved to everyone and be loved in words and deeds, and be loved to the one who aches. Be loved to every being and be loved in words and deeds, and be loved. Be loved. Be loved. Now everybody can sing with me if you like. I said love, 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 love. I said love, 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 love. I said love, 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 love. I said love, 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 love.
Love, 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 love.
Love, love, love.
I was out there, you know, I was out there in the green room. We've got Jeffy Coleman and Skylar. We were just reminiscing. We were kind of talking about how much gratitude we have now that, you know, live music's back. And I'm like, I took for granted doing this show all those years. And now it's like, wow, we've got live musicians back. And I can't say enough. But I'm going to do this from now on till I go out.
There's a lot more gratitude.
It's fun having people in the audience, isn't it?
It's so fun. I appreciate you being here. It's and when you play live too, I actually did play at this one spot in Mount Shasta, and people are so appreciative. You know. Now they're like, "Whoa, there's music!" Oh, yeah, they used to be on their phones.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And so it's nice. But, you know, Mount Shasta, they just treat you like gold in Mount Shasta. And there's certain venues in Sacramento. I played there for a long time. But some venues, you know, not so much. But right. Other venues, you know, they listen. They just completely listen, which is a thrill.
That's great about this show, because everyone's like glued. Yeah. Well, and the listeners too.
And without you, there's no me.
Yeah.
And you know, and the reason I do this is because I get something from it.
You get some.
I get
be love.
I get
be
to
love.
Give.
You're be loved.
I'm a giveaholic.
A giveaholic.
And then it's a thing, you know, like a reciprocal thing that you get, and so, but you can't give so much that you don't. You have to give to yourself too.
You do.
Yeah.
All right, General. You've played a couple. We've talked about your new album. We talked a little bit about your advocacy down in Sacramento, how I met Jen Roger almost 10 years ago, you know?
Yeah, I spent, you know, I mean, I did a lot of benefits for homeless, unhoused, and then other, I played at the Capitol a lot, Sacramento Capitol, whenever there was an issue or cause.
Yeah.
I wrote a new song for it, and then.
I remember one time you came to, gosh, I don't remember what they call it. It's like Safe Space here in Chico. But I was literally traveling down there homeless, you know, staying on the streets, covering the story of being homeless. You know, if you want to cover the story of homelessness, being proximate's a really good way to do it. And you were playing music that night for the shelter.
Was I?
You were. Yeah. Trust me. Yeah. That, yeah. You can't remember it. That was almost
It was beautiful. The number one issue near and dear to my heart. You know, other issues are important too, like nature and the environment. And the new album is, I've changed it actually to Earth Dance because it's an amazing song on the new album. But I want to see people given housing, because I saw that with my own kids. I was able to give them homes, and my own children had traumas they were trying to overcome. And once I got them a safe place to be,
right,
then they were able to get therapy and do what they needed to do to unwind. And so we absolutely have to. I believe in housing first,
big time.
Believe it. You don't tell somebody. You don't tell somebody, you know, get off your drugs and then we'll give you a home. No, you give them the home, and then watch the magic occur when you give them a safe space. I really believe that. And so,
it was beautiful reconnecting with you too, because I told people years ago. I actually challenged someone $100. I said, I'm traveling to, I don't remember, it was Gridley or something. Well, there's no homeless people in Gridley. This is like 8 years ago, 9 years. I said, give me $100, I'll interview one. They didn't give me $100, but you know, you live there in Mount Shasta, and maybe just a little bit for our listeners about the work you've done helping out some of the homeless folks on the streets out there.
Well, you know, with the last 2 years, it's been kind of a weird couple 2 years because of that thing. But you know, there are some homeless people, and one lady, she has a mental disability, you know, you can kind of tell. And I just talked to her, and it opened her up, and she said, you have no, you know, nobody talks to you. So that's the number one thing to do. If I see somebody, I talk to them. You know, if I see somebody, I just make a connection. I saw a man with, you know, his hands were all cracked open, so I went to my car, here, have some Neosporin, here, try to, you know, give them what they need. But we do have some, police in Mount Shasta are nice. I mean, they're not horrible. Not that all, you know, police are horrible. There's good police out there. And they let them sleep in the
bathrooms.
The bathrooms where it's heated. And there's not a lot in the winter, I don't think. They're out. Well, actually, there's people that sleep on the mountain in the middle of the winter. I don't know how they do it. But they're out there.
Rugged people.
I saw a guy in Weed. Things. I got to share this one. A guy in Weed was standing there, and he was just freezing. It's just winter, and he's standing there with no coat on. So, you know, I ran to the store and got him a, you know, blanket and a whatever, you know, stuff, because he was freezing. He was shaking like a leaf, and people just kept driving by, and I thought, well, how can you just drive by? Why? How can you do that? You
know? Wow.
It's just anyway. I know I'm not nearly as dedicated as you are. You know, I mean.
Dedication is an interesting word, because everyone's dedicated to a certain extent in the certain things.
Yeah.
But I do have to now. So I have to share one story. So I used to travel a lot. I used to go up to Humboldt, and I used to take all public transit. And if you want to, I could have literally done a podcast out of the Reading Transit Center. I could do a whole show on Bill Mash's sleeping at the Reading Transit Center. But it was really cold, and I had a blanket, and they have a security guard there. You almost got to plead for them to let you stay, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I woke up really, really early, and there was a homeless guy. And I had this blanket. I had actually found a blanket on the street. And the security guard happened to be walking by at the same time. And I'm up, and I'm getting ready to go. And I threw the blanket over the homeless guy. You know, I put the blanket over him. The security guard actually snapped his neck. He was like, wow. You know, he's helping him by giving him a blanket. You know what I mean? We shouldn't be shocked that people help one another, right? It's just like...
Right. Right.
Yeah, we need to get rid of that shock. It's like,
I know that in Costa Rica, or I don't know if it's still true, but you can't ignore somebody who's you know, on your front lawn in your house. You have to
help them.
You have to help them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like the right thing to do.
Legally or just ethically, it's part of the culture.
It's part of the culture. Yeah. You can't remove them legally, and then ethically, you just help the person who ends up on your front lawn.
Yeah, you probably make a friend. I love what you said about reaching out and just talking to people. I can't. I almost teared up like Mary Kay when someone, she was almost tearing up someone. You've been like a big brother to me. That's what she said to me. I've known her in like 8 years. Kind of help her out when I see her. But real quick, before we get your one more song, before we bring on Coleman and crew. But we're made possible here by our listeners and supporters and by Chico Natural Foods Cooperative, offering organic and local produce, organic grocery supplements, and more, as well as hot food, ready-to-eat sandwiches, and cold brew coffee. The co-op accepts online orders for curbside pickup and is looking for co-op owners to serve on their board of directors. For details, visit chiconaturalfoods.coop/BOD. And the Chico Natural Foods Co-op is open every day on the corner of 8th and Main. Also by the Handlebar, offering 28 taps of craft brew, German-inspired pub fare, and an outdoor patio on 20th Street in Chico next to Winco. Open every day at noon. The Handlebar, a specialty beer bar for the adventurer. Check out the Handlebar on Facebook or call them 894-BEER. All right, Jen Roger.
You know, I was wondering.
You were wondering.
I could do Panther Meadow or a song off the album, but I could also do my song that I wrote for Andy Kahn.
Oh, my God.
Would you like to hear that one?
I would love to hear. So, backstory, Andy Kahn was one of the most beloved activists in the Sacramento community. He's known up here. And Andy tragically took his own life maybe 4 or 5 years ago. I would love to hear an Andy Kahn song. He's going out to all the Andy Kahn lovers on the radio station.
It's never been, other than his wake, his celebration life, I played it. So, I mean, I intend to record it and send it to his family. But since we're doing it now here today,
you'll have a recording.
We have something.
We'll have a recording.
We need you here today. Why did you have to go away? The seeds that you planted, believing the goddess will grant it. We'll fight on and econ in your name, in your name.
Giving up. You know, I'm going to post a video with Andy Kahn in it on my Facebook wall. Loved Andy Kahn. He was a big fan of the American River. He lived up in Applegate for many years.
Right.
He knew Eric Peach.
Thank you for letting me sing that. Yeah.
Thank you for playing it. Wow.
Well, thank you to the source and God and Goddess for
community radio
giving me the ability to write that for Andy. You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was a special person.
He was.
And he suffered for a long time from his own mental processes. And but he, beautiful man.
He was.
That just gave and gave and gave and gave. And
he was a badass.
Yeah.
Wasn't he? He was a badass. Yeah. Andy Cohen was a badass. I remember him and Fago at the Monsanto, shut down Monsanto. We drove down, a bunch of us from Chico, and we met up down there. So
I've been to a couple of those. I think the last one I showed up a little late, but
real quick, I'm going to put Pam on a little bit because I know she's got a few words to say about Monsanto.
Oh, yeah.
But what do you got to go out with, Jen? Why don't you tell us how we can hear your music, and then we'll bring in Jeffy Coleman and Skylar, get them set up while I talk with Pam.
Oh, sure. Well, I have a website at www.jenrogard.com, and I'm going to be putting out the new music. You can get them a newsletter from the website.
I will.
But
we'll
I'm on Spotify, and it's the new album's going to go out, you know, out to the world. And I implore people to not use Roundup.
Yeah.
Please,
I know Pam's got some strong
Roundup.
Words on don't use Roundup. Don't use Roundup.
They are
don't use Monsanto.
Yeah, there've been some.
And that's Monsanto.
Yeah.
Right?
We don't like Monsanto. I don't want to speak for everybody.
Hold on. Oh, it's Bayer. Yes.
Here, I'll just give you the mic.
Bayer Monsanto or BM. Yeah. Yeah. So what do you want me to talk about? You don't want me to talk about Monsanto, do you?
Well, whatever you want to talk about.
Okay.
I just know that you're a big organic only,
right,
no chemicals.
Right, so let's talk about happy things. I mean, I do know quite a bit about GMOs, but and Monsanto and Roundup and all that stuff. But yeah, talk about happy stuff. I'm just really excited. You know, I do best when I'm asked a specific question, but I'm just really very excited about all the stuff that's going on around the world, actually, with pushing local food more. The blip that just happened, I keep talking to friends. It's like people are like, so when was the last time I saw you? And I'm kind of like, well, we kind of lost 2 years there. So everybody's a little bit like behind the times. It's kind of been 4 years. But anyway, but out of that, some really wonderful stuff has come. And people have realized that the global centralized food system is not the best one that we've come up with. And so now it appears that every country is walking things back. I've been on a tremendous amount of calls, international calls, state calls, national calls. Our Secretary of Agriculture, Vilsack, is going to be having it's twice on next Wednesday, on the new administration's commitment to creating a new food system. So it'll be interesting. Like, I'm very excited. There's like this bifurcation right now where there's a whole lot more support for local food, but there's also this huge push for technology. So I'm really curious to see where it's going to go. A lot of the stuff, I listen very closely, and I can hear, hidden code words for stuff that I'm not very excited about, but I'm going to continue to focus on the world that we're creating outside of the one that the Davos elite, who are there right now, actually, are planning for us, because they don't have the last say. We're the ones that accept what they have to say or not. So I just really to continue to grow their own food. If you don't grow your own food, to start. If you, support our local farmers, because the more we support our local farmers, the more we support our local economy. So shop at the farmers markets. You know, we have them in Chico twice a week. We have one in Paradise that just started up again. Oroville, I don't know if theirs has started. Oh, we also have a third one Thursday night here in Chico. Almost forgot about that one. We have the Farmers Market Mobile, which we run up in Megalia tomorrow morning. We have, and just to put a little plug in there, if you're in Megalia, stop on by tomorrow at the Megalia Community Park, which is at 13917 South Park in Megalia. We have local food only. And we vet the farmers. We have organic or certified organic, but not certified because we're the certifiers, our community is. And then clean food up there. It's expanding. We have we take EBT and have a market match program. We have a loyalty program for folks. So if you pay cash, credit, or debit, you get $5 every fifth visit. And really want to encourage people to support your local farmers. All those folks who do EBT and you know, cash and stuff help to keep the market mobile alive also. Also within there, want to thank North Valley Community Foundation for just renewing their grant, which keeps it alive, and also United Way, which, you know, contributed a huge amount too. We are so blessed in this community to have these large organizations that get it and that support our people. What else do you want me to talk about, Bill?
Let's talk about this wonderful
twosome
coming up here, Skylar and Jeff Coleman. Jeff Coleman told me, and people that know and love Jeff Coleman, which is everyone that's ever met him, he had that Jeff Coleman laugh. He said, my favorite bumper sticker of all time says Monsanto, creating tomorrow's problems today. A lot of truth to that. Let's test out that mic. We're going to do a little mic test here.
No, she's leaving me soon. Come Sunday in the evening time, she don't know I can love her so fine. One of these days gonna be mine or mine. Ooh.
All right, Jeff, you sounded nice. Let's get old Skylar. Skylar's on the guitar. People that saw the Ford promo I put together, he's got the same banjo that was in it. So let's hit that banjo. Oh, let me turn on the interview mic. You should be hearing banjo.
Yeah, this is the same banjo from the photo, which was taken in Mainz, Germany, doing a film workshop using a Bolex 8mm or 16mm.
Nice. That's real geeky. We like the geeky stuff here on Studio 416. And I think we're sounding good, guys. So, welcome. Who are you guys? Who the hell are you guys?
Tastes like crow.
My love, shines bright like the moon. Way up in the sky, so lonesome, so blue. It don't know that I love you like I do. My love shines bright like the moon. Ooh, ooh. And my heart is full to the brim, full of aches and pains and the chains of where it's been. It don't know the love that I'm in. Heart won't ever let me win. Ooh. Well, I know she'll be leaving me soon. Come Sunday in time, she don't know I can love her so fine. One of these days gonna be mine, all mine. Ooh, ooh. Love shines bright like the moon, way up in the sky, so lonesome, so blue. And it don't know that I love you like I do. My love shines bright like the moon. Ooh, ooh.
Very nice. Jeff Coleman, lead guitar and vocal on that one. With Skylar on the banjo.
All right, now I'm going to take out.
You're going to take this beauty out, man. I want to hear that story again, Skylar, how you got this guitar, please. I love this story.
Well,
get a little closer to that mic. Yeah, you got to be on that one.
Tijuana there. And I'm a guitar maker, or family of them. And, well, you know, I'd found out about them, and it took a while to get there. It was a little adventure. I had to convince someone to come take me there because it was pretty far away and everything. And I get in there, and there's
just a bunch of dusty old instruments, and I don't really see any like finished new things, uh-huh. repair projects, and things that were just relics, really, from mariachi bands and coco and like all the different styles of everything. And so he hands me one guitar, and I'm like, okay, well, I guess there's one guitar. That's okay. That's good. I'll take, you know, these are talented folks. They know what they're doing, and any of their guitars are going to be nice. And so there's the one guitar, and I play on it a little bit. And then he's like, ah, hold on. And then he goes to the back and gets another guitar, which is this one here. So it's got a Mexican rosewood size.
It's gorgeous, man.
The back.
I want to get a photo on that.
Really nice.
So you passed the audition. So,
yeah, I guess that was like a little test.
It's
strange. It was really a surreal moment. And
it's beautiful.
You know, it was beautiful. It's great.
All righty, here we go. Got Jeff Coleman's got Skylar's banjo ready to roll. Thank you, guys.
So this is Lonely Pines.
Man, it's so good to have live music back in the studio. And We got a studio audience here, Butte County Local Food Network, eloquently represented by Pam Larry and Mary Kay Benson. And Jen Roger's now in the audience.
Yeah.
Checking out first time.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
Jeff Coleman
crowd.
And Skylar Gibbons.
This is nice. This is really nice. Getting back in the swing of things.
Yeah, nature's big time. Yeah, I got to say this. So we're going to do it towards the end of the show. So when I play, I'm going to go out with a song, a five-minute song. I think I'm going to go out with a Jen Roger song. The first four callers, we're doing this really cool event, like a little private outdoor event today, tonight with Jen Roger and Skylar and Jeff Coleman and some other people that are going to show up. So the first four lucky callers, not at this moment, don't start calling. I'm checking. When you hear the song, I'll tell you. But stay tuned for that towards the end of the show. So thanks for doing that, guys. We're going to have so much fun tonight.
I know.
So ain't the four lucky callers then, when we tell you to call, which isn't right now. All right. What do we got, Jeffy and Skylar?
This one's called Set Free.
Set Free. Jeff Coleman, Skylar Gibbons. Studio 416 with Guillermo Mesh. All right.
My friends from Kansas and Kentucky and a few other places referred to Gold Light as the love we share as friends. Yeah, and so we always try to spread the gold light. So
you do, Jeff.
Well, I made me right, oh, I made me wrong. Time goes by and life goes on. If you give yourself to the golden eye, love of the hill itself, then you can. Oh, yes, you can. You can be set free. Well, every garden it can grow, and every mouth can form a smile. So let yourself go and ease your mind for a while. Life is filled with pain and misery. Life is filled with pain and misery. Then it can, oh yes, can. You can be set free. Well, I'm not an ordinary man. I don't pretend to be. I'd like to be an extraordinary man. I would like to know, please, if you give yourself to the golden light, love will reveal itself to be in the hand. Will you please?
Wow. Give it up. I want to turn it over a little bit to hear our Butte County Local Food Network and tell us how much love you have for this music. And I know Pam had a couple of things to say, and then we'll bring back our two talented and vibrant musicians here on KZFR 90.1 FM. Okay, moving over here now.
Hi, so just wanted to remind everybody, we spoke about a little earlier, we have an event coming up. Check out our Facebook page. Ali Metters Knight and Mel Figueroa are going to be joining us, talk about their new seed bank and other kinds of exciting projects that they're doing. And I just wanted to have one final request that you come join us. It takes a universe to create a strong local food system. And we have tons of energy and excitement and want and need more hands. We love creating community, so people of all ages, please come join us. We have a lot of fun projects to do and that could use your help. Please go to our website at bclocalfood.org. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram and become part of the fun and the joy of creating a new world.
And I just want to say that I recently read an article, and everybody's been talking about growing your own food, digging in the dirt is so good for your mental health.
Amen for that. Shout out Tony the Wrench that just called in saying he's loving what he's listening to. And Jen, what do you think? Aaron, Jeff and Skylar. Everyone knows Tony the Wrench. You want to give him a shout out?
What up, Tony? The Wrench.
Tony the Wrench. What about you, Jen? Are you having fun?
I'm having a ball. Blast. I tried to do the farming thing, and I failed miserably. I tried to grow something in my yard up there in Mount Shasta, but I stick to the music. But thank you. Thank you for the people who are farmers. And
amen that. Yeah. And big appreciation for Butte County Local Food Network, helping all the farmers grow their organic, locally grown food. All right, speaking of locally grown, or locally, you guys are in locally now, Skylar Gibbons and Jeff Coleman. What do we got, guys?
This is song I wrote over, it took quite a long time, a few months to actually get this one down. It's The Darkest Hue. It's about those nights when you can't quite fall asleep, which I think happens to everyone, so it's kind of a universal condition, perhaps. At the end of the tunnel,
this might be a train. So move quickly, do not refrain, pass it on to another day. Humbly make your way on through the darkness, you.
Came out of nowhere. Slowly.
I take GABA.
Oh, there you go. I've tried a lot of different things. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't.
Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. Just so glad to have it. You know, we were talking about the gratitude. Yes, you know, anytime there's a low point, when you come back to the midpoint, you know, you kind of appreciate things more. I just appreciate Studio 416 and KZFR, you know, doing live music here and having folks like Jen and Jeff and Skylar in here.
Thank you for having us.
And Skylar's got the biggest smile. I love that. Jeff, too.
All right, which one now?
C and G7.
Oh, yeah.
C and G7. Beat Bar Radio.
Thank you.
Give it up. Give it up. Well, that's a good laugh. That's a good laugh to come out of the darkness. That Jeff Coleman laugh. You know, one of my beautifulest memories last year was you were in it, Jeff. I saw you at Duffy's, and you just come into Duffy's, and you bought me a beer, and you wanted to tell me all about the photo shoot with your daughter in Lower Bidwell Park, who was getting married. And man, if anyone's ever had a chance to spend some time with Jeff Coleman in a bar, he's a professional storyteller. I don't think I've told you this. The guy behind you, dude, was glued. You know, he was like, he's just like glued. I'm looking around. Everyone's listening to Jeff Coleman. So,
yeah, if I've done anything right in my life, it's my daughter's. And
yeah,
my older one
exactly.
Got married just last year, and she's been in the same voice since she's a sophomore in high school.
Yeah,
she's 27 now. So
yeah.
It got put off for a few years because of COVID, and then we were actually happy to have it last year, and we were very excited for it.
And we owe your daughter a tremendous amount of gratitude because she's the one that told you to come to Chico, if I'm not mistaken, right? Said, so, Jeff, you got to go to Chico. You got to get out of this town we're in right here.
She was
I love that story.
And I went to school there, and I was living in Santa Cruz, and I wanted to come up and spend some time with her before she left for college. And I said I was going to move to Redding. She goes, you can't do that. and I was like, okay. And she goes, like, how about Chico? You have Mandolin and some other of your friends there. You have good band members. I'm like, okay, Chico works.
All right. I want to thank Jeff's daughter for that and so much more.
A while ago, though.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Do you want to do the Towns Van Zandt song?
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Song.
This is a hard one. We'll see. It's a ton of
story on this song. Towns Van Zandt, who's a favorite of Skyler's and I, he went to sleep one night and woke up, and 15 minutes after he woke up in the morning, he said it was a gift
like
from a great pencil in the sky.
I came down and wrote it. After a harrowing night of just craziness, apparently, like a crazy party, he locked himself in a room. Apparently, this came out. Alright, I'm gonna try it. It's a tongue twister. Woke gives to his queen, need to turn, his lips are laughing as they spoke. Eyes like bullets burning, sun's upon a gambling day. His queen smiled low and blissfully, let's make some wretched fool to pay. Plain it was, she did agree, and he sent his deuce down in the diamonds. Board a heart, trade a spade, three kings with their legions come. Preparations soon were made, and they voted a club. Face commander, they gave him an army, face the number, all but the outlaw, jack of diamonds, the aces in the sky. Gave sevens first instruction, spear and me, a game of stud, stakes and scar, but limitations. Between a man named Gold and a man named Mud, filled the gold with the greedy vapors, till his long green eyes would glow, leaving the mud with the size of trembles, watching his hard money go, and flush just fell on gold like water. Tens they paired and they paired again, the aces only flew through heaven, the outlaw jack called no man friend. The diamond queen saw Mud's ordeal, began to think of her long lost son, fell to her knees in the mother's mercy, praying the angels ever. Every word of the diamond queen, she prayed and prayed, and a diamond angel filled Mud's hole. But the wicked king of the club himself fell face down in front of gold. Now three kings come to the club's command, but the angels in the sky did ride. Three kings on the streets of gold, three fireballs on the muddy side, and Puckling heard her husband's call. But Lord, to the diamond queen's joy, outlaw in the heavenly hall turned out to be her wandering boy. And Mud checked gold bet all. Muddy raised and gold did call, and the smile just melted off gold's face as Mud turned over that diamond ace. So here's what the story's told. You feel like mud, you'll end up gold. You feel like lost, you'll end up found. So amigo, lay them raises down.
that. That was just beautiful. Coming up next, Swing City. Stephen Trudy's actually in the house. I want to thank everyone that's come in. It's just a big joy. You know, Jeff, if I end up going out before you do, I want you to play a mandolin. Okay. All right. Don't play that dark song, though. Come up with something. But I just love your mandolin playing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. It looks like you guys want to play one more, huh?
Yeah.
It looks like you want to play one more. You're all set up. Let's do it. We got seven more minutes. A quick one?
Yeah.
Cool.
This is what we call The Fall. It's about falling down.
Falling down, baby.
Enjoy, get good at it if you're going to enjoy your life in Chico.
Well, bring me something new that I haven't heard before. Message of love and direction to your door. Please talk slowly, I don't hear you anymore. And we all fall down. Yeah, we all fall down. She don't answer cause she knows what you done was wrong. Got all them memories, the words to our songs. When she awakes, just know that I'll be gone. And we all fall down. Yeah, we all fall down. So don't quit on me, lady, only good things to come. Those who practice reason and recognize good fun. Your absence is the bullet, the past, you're gone. And we all fall down. Yeah, we all fall down. Visit dressed in black comes to my neighbor's house. Neighbor says tomorrow and visit says now. When he comes to my house, please tell him that I'm out. And we all fall down. Yeah, we all fall down. So don't quit on me, lady, only good things to come. Those who practice reason recognize good fun. Your absence to put the past, you're gone. And we all fall down. Yeah, we all fall down. Yeah, we all down.
Big up. So happy to have live music back on Studio 416. I'm also so happy Stephen Trudy's setting up for Swing City. But now's the time. The next four callers will give you the deets on how to go to this private party tonight.